Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
These stalker stories are really crazy, and I know it's because these are massive celebrities that were like, oh, wow, that's wild. And we move on. But, I mean, imagine if you're Ariana Grande. First of all, that'd be pretty cool if you were. Super talented, super famous, yeah. But there's a stalker that broke into her house on her 29th birthday, which was last Sunday. Luckily, she was not home. He violated a restraining order, which means he's already had to be cuckoo and has had to feel threatening to her. And so he violated that, and they got him in the house. In the house.
That's crazy.
Before he had a large hunting knife and he was like trying to. So my point with all this is if he gets close to her ever accidentally, you don't know what's going to happen because you can't predict someone who's irrational. You can't rationalize someone who's irrational. And so the guy that's been arrested before, his name is Aaron Brown, in the house. It's crazy. That he can get in her house. It's like the guy in Taylor Swift's house. It was in her bathtub. Remember that? Like
yeah.
Rhode Island or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
And then Sandra Bullock, too.
What do they want?
Well, that's, again, back to my point. We can kind of figure it out. They're a huge fan. They love them. They want to be near them. Who knows? You can't really think and be logical about someone who is completely irrational. What do they really want? I don't know. They think they're married to them. They want to kill them. If they can't have them, nobody can. You don't know.
Dang.
Whatever it is, it's unhealthy desire because you don't do that.
Mm.
So he's been arraigned on charges of stalking, burglary, damaging power lines, violation of court order, obstruction. He pled not guilty. He's currently in custody. So in her house. I would get if he's outside of her house on the street and you're like, this is her stalker. Arrest him. He can't be here. But the fact he got in her house,
yeah,
wild. That's from TMZ. And also, I guess you expect her to have so much money that she'd have security at her house even when she's not there.
Yeah.
But then
no one would have access to her land, her house. I mean,
armed
guards.
Or something, yeah. I don't know. That's not true, obviously. Or if it is, you figured out a way to get around it. But like, even when that gang, what was the rich kid gang lunchbox that was robbing all the famous people?
Oh, the Bling Ring.
When they were robbing people, they were going into really rich people's places and stealing really crazy expensive things. And I remember thinking, how hell did they get in? Like,
incredible.
Do they not have security at these people's houses where they've got millions of dollars of stuff just in a drawer? And they did it all over the place.
They got a lot. I mean, they were so famous
Lots
and
of
so rich.
Yeah.
And they made a movie about them, but I never saw it.
It is. Oh, it's good. What was their motivation? I know it was money, but they could have robbed a bunch of rich people, Mike, right? But why did they go after celebrities in the movie? Like, what was the basis of it?
They just found enjoyment out of it because they would make, like, news and everything.
So because they were famous, that's what the fun was?
That and then collecting all, like, the designer bags, jewelry, stuff like that.
You can rob anybody, right, to get that stuff famous in L.A. Because weren't they mostly robbing famous people?
Yeah, I think Paris Hilton was one of them.
I was talking to a guy who used to work in retail in California, and he was like how unsafe it is now to work at these expensive places because—and he just worked as a salesperson. He was like, one, and I can vouch for this too, like the homeless population in Los Angeles, you can't walk down anywhere in the streets. They're everywhere, and when COVID hit, there's one place for people to go, more tents. It's just not safe almost anywhere to walk in Los Angeles. And I wouldn't be there often, but if a show was like, you got to come work, I would go out and I would walk. And they'd say, you can't walk. Stop walking. Like, well, you get an Uber or we'll send a car for you. And he said, well, what had happened was because of the luxury high-end bags, you get them. It's not like you can track it really. You could sell it anywhere. But the smash and grabs were happening where people would come in, the groups of people, and just go boom and grab everything. And if they're like a couple people got caught, they're willing to take those odds. And then just run out and see what they got.
I mean, not to sound crazy, but to see one of those would be pretty like, whoa. Like, it would be pretty awesome if no one got hurt. Because it's just bags. They have insurance for those, right? So, to me, I'm like, if I'm shopping somewhere and someone starts smashing and grabbing, I'd be like, whoa, I mean, it'd be crazy, right? Or am I just being
No, it would
insane?
Be crazy.
It'd be crazy. Yeah,
I don't know if I'd want to see it.
I don't
want
to be there. Right?
But it would be crazy.
We'll be there. At the mall, I told you guys a story about how they were like eyeballing folks. And then have somebody in the garage ready to rob them here.
Really?
We talked about it on the air, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I might have been gone.
It was a nice store.
Yeah, at a nice store.
They were parking in the parking garage outside a nice store. And so that's why they knew if you're going into that nice store, you probably have money. And so they would sit out there in that garage.
And look for mostly women by themselves. And then somebody inside would text somebody outside. Hey, they're coming out. Follow them. Boom. Rob them.
Scary.
And inside some stores in the mall, especially the entrance stores, like the big stores that have the doors from the outside, it's like hyper secure. They got people in all those stores just chilling because of people grabbing and running out and who knows. But that bling ring.
Crazy.
These stalkers in celebrity houses, crazy. Because if they happen to be there, that's one stab away from being dead.
Yeah. Where's the documentary about bling ring? I mean, can we
it's
not
get
one?
There's a movie.
No, I know. I understand that. But why is there not a documentary about these people? I want to know about them. Mm-hmm. I want to know what happened, like what they were thinking, where are they at now?
This show, The Bling Ring, a 2022 TV series? It's that new, Mike?
No, the movie's 2013.
They have a TV series now? Or is it out yet? Or is it coming out?
Because I would love to like hear from them.
There are three episodes, The Bling Ring. But what platform is that on? It's on IMDb, The Bling Ring, 2022. Just let me know when you get it, or you can highlight it up here on the screen. A woman loses thousands to a scammer pretending to be Henry Cavill. Do you guys know who Henry Cavill is?
No.
Spider-Man.
Mm-mm, he was Superman a while ago.
Same difference.
In one of the franchises that really didn't do that well. I liked him as Superman. I didn't see the second one he did. Maybe there were three, but... So he's a good looking guy. He's also in some Netflix, like science fiction. What's it called?
The Witcher.
Yeah. Is it science fiction? He's like The Witcher and people love him. He's got white hair. They're like, he does such a great job at this character. So I don't know much about The Witcher, but he's in it. And so a Nebraska woman's out tens of thousands of dollars to a scammer on Instagram who said he was Henry Cavill. He said, hey, I'm going to send you a briefcase full of $10 million worth of diamonds. So police say the scammer told the woman the briefcase was held up in customs and she should give him her banking information so that he could get it through. The woman lost $40,000. $40,000.
Oh, man.
Authorities say you should never give out your banking info online. Instead, contact your bank to see if it's legit.
Yeah.
From KOLN. That's so much money. And I feel so sad for her, not just because of the money, but for her to even
fall for that.
Agree. To do that kind of shares what kind of place she was in. Lonely or diamond hungry. Both not fun. Not fun places to be. So there's that. 23 million Californians are getting $1,000 in inflation relief checks. It's from CBS News. You know, I was kind of studying inflation a little bit. This series, and again, I'm a doctor, sure, but I'm an economist, no.
That's why we're all listening.
Yeah. You know, with COVID, there's a bunch of money just sent out, right? And whenever you influx a market with more, it makes everything worth less. I mean, the inflation is because of all the extra money. We didn't make new money. We just said, here's all this money that we're not here. Here you go, everybody. Have all this money. We needed it. People needed it to get through. But now you have all this money, so stuff is worth less and costs more because of all the money that comes from nowhere and all of a sudden exists.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is catch up with that. And so everything costs more because there's more money in it. But we've already spent that money, so we don't have the money. And still everything costs more. So anyway, I was watching it like a YouTube for idiots, where it's like a cartoon explaining inflation and why we're going through this now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's interesting. Yeah, because they didn't make more money.
When they give us money like this, do we have to pay it back at some point? Like,
no. Except through inflation,
okay,
which now they have to make that money. That money. Let me try to break it down. I'm going to do a terrible job at this. Again, I'm a doctor, not an economist. Let's say there's $1 in the whole economy, right?
Got it.
We have this miniature economy, and here's $1. Break it up however you want between us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Okay, me, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan, 3, 4, 5 people. So here's $1. This is your whole economy. You can have 7 pennies, 10, whatever it is. Split it up. Work. You get parts of this dollar. All right. So, and then we base what things cost on the total amount of money that's here with us.
Yes.
So if I wanted to get groceries, you know, maybe it's a penny. Maybe it's a third of a cent. You know, if I want to buy a car, I do that's a bigger purchase. Maybe that costs 2 cents to get a new car.
I'm in.
All of a sudden, someone goes, you know what? I know your whole economy is $1. Boom, here's $5 more to put in the economy. So now you have $6 total in the economy. Do you think that car that costs 2 cents is now going to still cost 2 cents if there's $6 in total economy? Of course not.
No.
It's going to cost more because the ratio of what it costs versus what we have, that way we'd be buying all the cars then. So there's $6 in the economy now. We can buy 50 cars. But you're not supposed to buy 50 cars because it costs. So now you're like, well, we got to raise the price of cars. Because now, yeah, the economy's gone 6 times what it was. You can't buy a car for that cheap. We'll run out of cars. So we got to make the car price even more. So, okay, boom, car's up. Well, that $6 then goes, let's say four of it. Let's say there's a big company. We'll call it Apple or something. And Apple's killing it, making all this money. They're growing. They're keeping this money in their company. Well, now we have $2 in our entire economy, but we've set the car prices that for a $6 economy. That's basically a really bad version of inflation. And you're like, well, that costs too much. We don't have that much. We only have $2 in our whole economy, but a car costs 42 cents. And they're like, well, yeah, that's sort of what's happening right now. Did that make sense at all? Like, am I explaining it in an okay way?
Lunchbox?
Yeah. Lunchbox went to sleep. He checked out.
I have no idea. When he starts talking about cents and then in the economy.
I don't think it's a horrible.
I was trying to boil it down, but even then.
It was still over my head.
He couldn't get over the fact that a car was 6 cents.
No, it was 2 cents.
Or 2 cents.
It was 2 cents, and you only had a cent. But then you had 6 cents.
If we divided the dollar by 5 of us, we each had 20 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you dividing the dollar?
Oh, my gosh. He divided amongst
total. Like, if our economy was $40 billion, you have to divide, right? It's divided up amongst people and the jobs they do and the company. But I just did $1. But it doesn't matter.
Why don't you just tell me what I have and not the economy, because I don't understand that.
Well, you'd be complaining. Oh, I'm only getting paid a nickel a year.
True. If we divided it, really, the dollar, not evenly.
Well, it wouldn't be even anyway, right? This is capitalism.
I know.
Yep. Yeah. I'd have 80 cents.
I divided it evenly just automatically, but you're right. You would take more.
And you'd have 15 cents. You two would be scrubbing.
Why would you get 80 and she get 15?
I work harder.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. What is that, a question? Do you?
You? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Touche.
Bad explanation. I don't need anybody correcting me on that, but that's what I learned from it. We had all this.
Where did you study this? That's what I want
to know. I watched a YouTube video for idiots.
No, you said you start studying it. I'm like, you go to class?
No, but that's me studying. I don't want to read a book with numbers and stuff. I need them to simplify it for me so much that I can watch it and go, oh, because I don't get it sometimes.
So someone gets on YouTube and makes a video, like they think, you know what, a lot of people are going to watch this.
Sure.
Oh, I don't think it's about a lot, but I think it's about having it accessible if someone does want to watch it.
And then teachers, I'm sure they're just like, hey, there's a YouTube video, watch this, and it'll teach you about inflation.
And this isn't all inflation all easy. The time. That's what a teacher does. It's not the total case here, but that was a big part of what it is.
Yeah.
Like, all this money was thrown in, and we're like, we just have money? They just can't print more money. They can.
They do.
But then things all of a sudden it's valued differently, and we spend it all, and things are still valued at that point. So
that's why it's like 10 million pesos equal like a dollar, because they just print it over there.
They do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the
I don't know. I'm
going to
trust you. I'm not going to trust you on this because I don't know that you're saying the truth.
Absolutely. Like one.
Absolutely is. I mean, 100%.
Hey, both, look at me. Trust me, dude.
Anyway.
I'm not a doctor.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
I like Eddie says that a teacher would just point to YouTube. Is that really how it works? Or is the teacher?
Well, teachers probably so come one up with their own analogies.
1 peso.
No, guys.
1 peso equals what, Eddie, you think?
I haven't looked at this in years. What'd you ask? Because it would be a dollar.
1 peso equals.
Oh my gosh, maybe 25 cents?
0.050 dollar.
There you go.
So, Mike, is that 50 cents? The decimal point's screwing with me, or is it half of a.
0.050, half of a penny.
Yeah.
That's what it was. 0.050.
And it was close.
So I was accurate.
Okay, I don't know if that's
case. No, you said 25 cents.
Okay. Anyway. Let's see.
Okay.
What?
Now we're breaking down the peso. Yeah, $1 is like
I was using.
Hold on. What, Mike?
$1 is like 20 pesos.
That was using the example of they just print over there.
Really? So five.
So the value is nothing.
So it's 5 cents, Eddie.
Okay, guys, it was an example.
No, but you just said yes, I'm right, and you celebrated your victory.
My victory was that printing money with no value ends up like this.
But I just said that and talked a whole.
And I was yes-anding you.
Thanks.
Giving you an example, a YouTube video.
Money's crazy anyway.
Yeah, I don't understand it. But again, I don't understand radio or TV or science or cars. I don't understand anything. I just use it.
Yeah, I don't get money either. I don't.
No, you don't get it.
You don't have it or get it.
No, I get it, but I spend it, but I don't understand it.
Amy, you ordered some shoes from Flight Club?
Yeah, is that real?
Yes.
Thank you. I knew you would know.
So you thought you'd been scammed?
Yes, because 13 days went by and I saw nothing. And then I just started to wonder, so I Google Flight Club like reviews and it has a 1.63 rating, like low stars. And I thought, and people were complaining about customer service and not ever getting their shoes. And I thought, and they weren't an expensive pair by any means, but they just the only place I could find the ones that I wanted. They're just a pair of Nikes. And I still don't have them.
It's not my favorite place to order from. But I have ordered a few from, and I've always got them. No, they're America.
I don't know.
What mine was.
Okay. I'll keep you posted. But as long as you say, I'll hold out hope.
I've ordered from Flight Club a couple of times. 2 or 3 times. It's been a while.
And you were a satisfied customer?
Yeah, I got the shoes.
Okay.
And they didn't come wrong size or 2 different shoes.
So you're satisfied.
Are you saying Flight or Fight?
Flight.
Flight.
Thank you.
Are they in New York, Mike?
They're based in New York.
Yeah. They do, yeah, because I think I might have even been to the Flight Club store.
Oh. Well, that makes me feel better.
Really cool,
they have a brick and mortar.
A what? A freaking mortar?
A brick
and
mortar.
I thought you said freaking mortar. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
No, that makes me feel better. I thought I just like placed some random order on a site that was lying to me.
I have, you know, I like shoes a lot. And it got to the point where I had so many pairs of shoes that I wasn't wearing, and I wear them like once or maybe none. And they're just sitting in this, I have a closet full of all shoes. And I was like, I can't do this because somebody could actually use these shoes. So today, 29th, I've given away like 110 pair of shoes. Everything from tennis shoes to boots to, and some of the shoes may be worn once. Like, and I've been hooking up people that, it's my size though, right? So Eddie and Mike are luckily my size.
Yep.
And so lots of shoes. Do you want them? Would you like to have them? Brand new-ish, right, for the most part?
Very brand new-ish.
Which is super cool. So I have a pair that I found yesterday in the back of a closet. They're red Jordans. Mike, you remember which ones they were?
Retro.
Yeah, there we go. And so I found them to Mike. I don't know if they've ever been worn. Maybe once. I said, Mike, how much are these worth? Will you look it up? Because I was going to give them away on something. And I remember buying them for like $90. They're 2018s. So I bought them for like $90. They're worth like $350 now.
Wow.
Crazy. This shoe value is an investment.
Yeah, they go up.
Not always. Not always. But yes, I mean, I guess. But things are only worth what people say they're worth. Right. Right? Like you can't take it apart and sell it for parts and it equals that. So it's only worth what. So I mean, on my Instagram, I'm going to give them away, but I don't want people just to want them because they want them. Like I want somebody to be able to use them as a size 10 and a half or 11. I wear 11, but you could be a 10 and a half or an 11 and a half and get away with it. So I'll probably do that today, but I've been playing a game. How much do you think these shoes are worth? I have another one queued up, ready to go today. Stupid how much some of these shoes are being sold for. The Kanye's, the Yeezys that had up yesterday, that's gone now. $26,000.
Oh, my goodness.
For a pair of shoes. And I was talking to Mike about it, and I was like, that's crazy. But Mike made a good point. Those are not a good point because they're not worth $26,000. No way. But the reason they're so expensive is
when you first did the deal with Nike is when you made the Yeezys, and then now they're Adidas, so they're super rare. You can't find them anymore.
Oh.
It's just a lack of the Nike Yeezy because it's all Adidas and has been for years, and this is a pair of them.
And I've seen that pair before. That Flight Club store, they had them on display there.
You went to the store and saw that
pair?
In
New York, yeah.
$26,000. Crazy. They have some Dior Nikes.
Christian Dior.
That are like $12,000. And they said, yeah, it's wild how much these shoes are on like StockX, which is where I get some of them from. Crazy.
What are you saying? I'm looking at these shoes on Flight Club. There's these Yeezy foam runners. They might be the ugliest. It looks like someone took a poop and they poked a couple holes in it and they're selling them for $200. I'm like,
Yeezys are generally ugly. Like, I like them because they're super comfortable. I have a pair on today. Actually.
I mean, Mike,
these
look
here
at these things.
So these are Yeezys, right?
Oh, those are Yeezys?
Mm-hmm. And are you wearing some? Yeah, so they're ugly, but they're very comfortable, and they're supposed to be. It's like a bulldog. You know what? I don't look at Stanley, my bulldog, and go like, "Man, what a good looking dog."
He's pretty darn cute though.
But he is because bulldogs are just made like, you know?
Yeah. My son is 11, and he just got a bunch of hand-me-down clothes from a family friend, and inside they included, and I would never spend money on this. So I feel like if he wears them, I want him to have a disclaimer, like wear a shirt. Like, my mom didn't buy me these shoes because they're kid Yeezys.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves them, and he's starting to wear them. But I feel awkward walking with him because I want it to.
You know, if they're normal Yeezys, it just looks like a pair of expensive shoes. Not crazy.
But for a kid?
But do other people know what they are?
Yeah. And the thing about really expensive shoes, you don't know what they are unless you know what they are. And for you to know what they are, you almost got to kind of be in
it. Okay. All right.
I wouldn't worry about it. That's cool.
But just in case y'all see him wearing some,
Amy,
I
would see
them.
Him and I wouldn't even know.
Okay.
I'm not like, did he poop and put a foot in it?
Shout out to the family friend that donated.
What size does he wear?
Oh, he wears
11? I got a lot for him. Can you imagine?
No.
Just fills it up with
huge
foam.
Feet. Yeah.
He wears like a 2 or 3.
In
kids.
We buy your daughter shoes. Like for her birthday or stuff, we like to get her cool shoes.
Yeah, but she's 15 and she wears like a 4.
But I don't understand the kid size to the adult size because she is a 4.
In kids.
Yeah.
She's tall. She's like taller, but her foot has been the same size since she got here 4 years ago.
Hey, Raymundo, you had to talk to somebody about being famous. You did?
Yeah, with a family member.
What do you mean?
Well, so one day I get 2 phone calls on my phone and I get a text message. Hey, is this Ray? Then I get a voicemail. I'm like, what is going on? I don't even know who this number is. And then I get a text message and it goes, hey, Ray, know you from elementary school, man. We used to be friends back then. Would you give me a call if you don't mind? And I'm like, what? I don't even know who this person is. And then I go, who'd you get my number from? And he goes, oh, I got it from your brother. I asked him, and he just gave it to me. And so I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm going to have the famous talk with my brother. So I hit up my brother.
What's the famous talk?
It's where you got to give him the lowdown. You're like, hey, this isn't elementary school anymore. Things have changed a tad. You don't just give out my number to anybody. You got to ask me. You got to go through some protocol. Never just give my number to somebody. Tell them Instagram. Tell them a bogus email. I don't care. Never do that again.
I don't know if that's a fame thing. I don't want to give a number away anyway to random folks, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that was a thing.
Your brother doesn't understand because he doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah, he has no idea. I'm like, hey, we're not in that 2,000-person town anymore, dude.
And these are people that want to get in touch with you because they listen to the show now. Or...
And the tone of it was, what is this kid at? He doesn't want to catch up. He wants something.
Like not getting tickets.
What does he want?
Tickets. If it's we're in a city of his, maybe he's got money issues. I have no idea. I don't understand.
He wants you to come in and save him?
Huh.
Yeah. Money issues. What'd your brother say to that? How did he react to the famous talk?
He hit me with a one letter, one text response. K. Okay.
All right.
I didn't have a famous talk with my brother, but I had to have a talk where it was because he was using my social media as a way to get a hold of me because he had been texting me, I guess, for like a week. And I was like, I'll get back to him when I can. It was like a busy week. And he gets on my social and comments on one of my posts. He's like, hey, call me back. I've been trying to call you forever. I'm like, dude, you can't do that on my social.
Wait, did you call him back?
Yeah.
Okay, then I saw it the worked. Yeah, I don't hear anything wrong there.
But I was like, dude, you can't get on my social media and start like trying to communicate with me.
Why?
Because he has my phone number.
You didn't answer him.
Well, I get it.
But that's not the same kind of talk Ray had to have.
That's kind of the same. Like, no, not at all. Well, I had to explain to him.
Tell me more about pesos, because that's more at least on the same subject.
I mean, I know this.
Amy, what's The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo?
Oh, that's a book. Actually, well, a few people have told me about it, but Caitlin's one of them. And I've just heard, I'm not big into fiction books, but I decided to give it a go because I needed a break from like heavier therapeutic type books, and I am loving it. It is so good. So people are looking for a good fiction book, but I Googled and it's loosely based on Elizabeth Taylor, but it's basically about this Hollywood star from like the 60s that was married 7 times and never told her story publicly. And then you're getting the interview with her and who she's picked out to write her story for her. So you're hearing why she was married 7 times.
I know how it ends.
You do?
I'm not going to say anything. Yeah. It's really good.
Did you read it?
No, but I would listen. Caitlin would tell me about it each day. I'd be like, update me.
She would read it out loud to you.
She read it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she'll consume a book like that. And I was like, I don't care about the book. It's stupid. So what happened last time? What's chapter 3?
Yeah.
Every day you want to
know. Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm not going to say nothing else because I don't want to spoil it, but it's very interesting.
Well, every girlfriend in my life that has read it has all loved it, and apparently you did too.
Well, I didn't. Voicemail 3. We're going to do 2 voicemails, and we're going to wrap it here. Hannah in New Hampshire.
It's almost midnight here, but I just purchased tickets to you, Bobby, being at the Opry July 22nd. I'm going to be in town in Nashville with my boyfriend, who's sleeping, which is why I need to whisper. But I'm so excited, I just had to call and tell you. Woohoo!
Some of that wasn't a whisper.
She wasn't whispering.
She's
at
like,
all.
I'm very excited. Now I have to whisper because my boyfriend's asleep, but I'll be there. Yes, I'm playing the Opry on July 22nd. Now, if you come to the Opry, it is not a full me show, which is even better. It is an array of acts, and I'm not sure who else is playing. But if you're in town 22nd, awesome. And then I am doing 2 more comedically inspirational shows. August 12th and 13th. And so tickets won't go on sale till I think the 15th of July. Let me see here real quick if you guys want to get tickets. July 15th, tickets will go on sale. And then that show is like a month after that. But yeah, I'm going to do 2 more shows here. And if it goes well, we may try to get it to a streamer. Because I feel pretty good about where we are through 2. And there'll be some different stuff. And I've been kind of rewriting some of the stuff. But I feel really great about it. And if you guys want to come, tickets go on sale on July 15th to that show. And then finally, here's Emma in Idaho.
I just want to let you know that I read all your books, all of them, and I love every single one of them. I love your story. Me and my dad listen to you a lot. Bye.
All right, appreciate that. She's 10. She read all the books.
Wow.
Maybe you read the one you didn't know I wrote called Evelyn Hugo.
Oh.
7 Wives.
The 7 Husbands. That's it. We appreciate you guys. Hope you have a good rest of your Wednesday or whenever you're hearing this. What is that, Mike? Of what? What do you mean? Okay. I'll wait. I'll wait for a second. Unless, let's just sit. Just sit in it for a second.
I like it. I like the silence.
Let's just do. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, here we go. July 22nd, featuring Bobby Bones, Dale Watson.
Nice.
Yeah. Daly and Vincent, Corey Ash, and more to be added soon. It's still far away, so they don't have it all up there yet. But there you go. And then Eddie and I are doing a little show in August. I'm doing these Opry dates to try some material out for these other shows I'm doing. So I work at the Opry anyway and do the TV show, but I was like, I need to get on stage a couple times and do some new material to see if it works.
It's pretty cool you're able to do that.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I get to go out, do some stuff, tell some jokes. Hopefully it's funny. So if you're in town, come on out to the Opry. All right, that's it. Hey, are Eddie and I the Raging Idiots on there in August? Will you look? Because we're going to do – it'll be before the August 12th show. But let's see. I'm not sure what day, but you can work backward. Okay, go backward. No, the other way.
The other backward.
What? Oh, you searched Raging and nothing yet? Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. Maybe they want to write it. They're embarrassed. We don't write Raging Idiots on this. This is a Grand Ole Opry. Now, let's see. Lauren Elena, August 6th. Yeah, we're probably in that more to be announced.
Okay.
I don't know which day. Do you know which day?
That's here somewhere.
Always. We're always more to be announced.
Dude, honestly, I know the week of, I'm like, what am I doing this week?
Got it. More to be announced. My calendar says more to be announced. All right, that's it. You guys have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.